You keep telling me how good a mate you are with Toby Green.
No.
You text him at 8:03. It's now 18 minutes to 9. He hasn't got back to you, so we're going to Matt DeBoer, the former Docker and Giant, 223 games, off the rookie list, if you don't mind, and played with Toby for much of his career. And we can't get Toby. We'll go to the next best thing. G'day, Matty.
G'day, Gary. G'day, Whispers. How are you?
I'm good, Matty. It's well known, isn't it, in circles, footy circles, amongst your teammates, former and current, that he's always a little bit tardy when you send text messages to him, isn't he?
Well, I will guarantee he will get back to you, but yeah, the time, particularly at the moment, they're probably just, you know, in with Kingsley getting the due diligence on the opposition this week and getting ready to train. So you might be struggling before 9 a.m, but I will guarantee he will get back to you at some point.
Yeah, no, I know he's not, Matty. He's actually, we just saw him do an interview on the Sunrise Show, so we know he's not doing any of that. He's just ghosting the Wisp. Hey, sum him up for us. So we watch him, yeah. We love him, yeah, the good, the bad, the naughty. I think the general footy public have come to appreciate, yeah, he's arguably the best forward in the competition, but just sum him up for us.
Yeah, to be honest, he's one of my favourite people to talk about because, you know, the media narrative, I think, is just wildly incorrect. I think, you know, firstly, he's just like the most loyal person, and if you're in his sort of circle, he'd do absolutely anything for you, and I guess that's why we allow him to strut around a little bit. but he just backs it up with the way that he trains and goes about it. Like, everyone just has this immense respect for him. You know, when we cross that line to train, like, he'll put his hand through your chest to try and create separation, like, no doubt about it. But like, that just raises the standards at the training environment. And like, he just doesn't suffer fools. Like, if you're not having a go, like, you know, he'll lose respect for you in that regard. So he just raises the standards of any environment that he's in. And then, yeah, he just lives for game day, lives for standing up, lives for the pressure, you know, wants to elevate his own game always, but then everyone around him as well. So, and then off field, like, you know, reads the AFR, goes to a Sydney cafe and will just, yeah, read the AFR, would drink green tea. You know, does work experience, he's finished his commerce degree, just about to launch into his MBA. So, yeah, he just absorbs information incredibly well and just loves talking finance and investing.
I'll just jump in there, guys. Tim's got a very confused look on his face. That's the Australian Financial Review, Tim.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Thanks for pointing that out. Hey, Matty, you
subscribe.
Know, given you know, a lot of people's eyebrows were raised when he was named captain, and mainly because they'd seen sort of the indiscretions on the field and that type of thing, but was it a surprise to you or anyone within the inner sanctum?
No, not at all. I think particularly over the COVID years as well, I saw him really grow and come out of his shell a little bit. I think he can be quiet at times and just observing and definitely leads through action. But then over the last few years, you know, he's really made a point of, you know, talking in front of the group, particularly when standards weren't okay, you know, on field. And, you know, he might say, all right, coaches leave, you know, this is just for players only, and sort of, you know, metaphorically grab everyone by the scruff of the neck. So, yeah, I've really seen that growth, particularly in the last few years. So to see him appointed was no surprise at all.
He's got a great capacity to just produce at the right time and when needed most, hasn't he?
Absolutely. And he will practice that, you know, at training as well, in terms of just those chance encounters. And you always just see him doing these little quick kicks around the corner for goal or whatever it might be. He's got, like, incredible timing and also reaction. So, yeah, particularly when I was there, he'd worked closely with Stevie Johnson regarding, you know, reaction timing and weighing up when he can, you know, potentially spit forward to make an impact. But the fact that he can beat people in the air or the ground just, you know, gives him that massive versatility.
Can we talk a bit about you? I know we got you on to talk about Toby Green, but apparently you had a wallet pinched from a car while you were shifting house. Is that right?
yes. A few years ago.
What happened?
So I was, yeah, there's a long story and a short story. I'll try and keep it short because we'd rather talk about Toby, but essentially I had my wallet stolen. The thief went tap and going up the street. So when the bank called me that, you know, this was occurring, we cancelled it, but I actually went down to that pub. He'd scattered by then, but I was able to get the CCTV footage and got a look at him. And they'd been studying the photo for a couple of weeks, and 2 weeks later, I just saw him walk past me
on
the street again. He was canvassing houses by the looks of things. And because I'd been studying his photo, I was like, that's him. So Unfortunately, well, I was 99% sure it was him, but I unfortunately had torn my hamstring during the week, so I couldn't run. So I hopped in my car and just sped up next to him, got out, and was sort of walking towards him and said, "Hey, mate, have you got any ID?" And then he's seen me and then just gone to bolt. I've just jumped at him and just tackled him to the street. But his shirt ripped, his hat fell off. So he scampered away. So he got away. So it was a missed tackle. We're putting it down as a missed tackle. But I was able to pick the hat up and did the right thing and dropped it off to the police. And because he'd been arrested previously, they had all his DNA. So they knew who it was. Oh, they went and picked him up. And then he got 18 months jail.
And did you get your wallet back?
I got the cash. I got the money that he spent, but I did not get my wallet back.
I tell you what, you don't want to tackle Matty De Boer.
I told you.
He always gets his man. He's like the Canadian Mounties.
He even had the hamstring. He still tracked him down.
That is unbelievable story.
Before we let you go, Matty, you got a little investment opportunity for the Wisp beer. He's always got a bit of spare coin around.
So we've got a couple of things coming up. So I know Wisp likes getting the early mail and he'd be on good sheet. So we'll chat offline.
I love it. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hang on. I'll leave our number with our producer so you can track me down. I promise to get straight back to you, okay?
Good work, lads.
Good on you, mate. Matty De Boer. That's a great story.
That is an unbelievable story. What about that? What about going that? You know, that just gives you a great insight to the way that he thinks and the way that he went about his football.
Ridiculous.
He would go to the pub, get the CCTV vision, get it out, and then study the bloke's face and then notice him 2 weeks later. I mean, that is just extraordinary.
If he was set about to tag danger, do you think he'd go down to Geelong, get the CCTV from his coffee shop?
No wonder those blokes that he tagged had no chance.
I've got a similar story of chasing down a thief.
Have you? When?
I might save it for the pod, maybe.